You're listening to 10 Points, a podcast with your hosts, Ash and Nicholas, where all the talk is Canadian Highlander, our favorite format from the best trading card game ever, Magic the Gathering.
Hey guys, this is Ash from the future. Just wanted to say that we put a link in the description to Moxfield with all of the cards that we have in our game today if you want to see them ahead of time so you know what we're talking about. Okay, thanks. Back to real time now.
Hey everyone, it's me, Nicholas.
And me, Ash.
And today we're going to be doing something a little bit different and playing a game.
Now, before we get into that, we need to talk about our best card from. And today, the set we're talking about is Antiquities. So, Nick, what are we working with?
There were a handful of really, really solid cards from this set. But I think the card that sees the play in the widest number of decks and has possibly had the most impact on the format has got to be Strip Mine. It just enables land strategies to be really solid. There's not really any playing around it. I mean, if like they assemble a way to strip lock you, you're kind of just out of the game, and that's just how it goes. So Strip Mine is 3 points for a good reason.
Yeah, Strip Mine is also my pick from this set. It's pretty hard to argue anything else is better. A couple honorable mentions, though, are, well, really, the most honorable of the mentions is Mishra's Factory. I would say it's the most ubiquitous card in the set that's not a basic land, even more so than Strip Mine. Obviously, being unpointed is going to help with that. If Strip Mine weren't pointed, it would probably be more ubiquitous than this. But Mishra's Factory is I would call it a staple.
So. Yeah. That being said, there is an argument to be made for cards like Mishra's Workshop, because while it sees play in possibly the least number of decks amongst the cards in the set, well, at least the playable cards in the set, the decks that do want it really want it, and it enables some of the most explosive starts. So there is an argument to be made that that could be considered the most impactful card.
Mm-hmm. All right. Do you want to talk a little bit about what we're going to be doing?
Yeah. So we're doing something a little bit different, maybe a little more lighthearted. We're going to be playing a game using Scryfall. We are randomly generating cards, with the exception that they have to be cards that the other person has at least had the chance of hearing of. And then we're basically each going to have, we're going to go back and forth, and we're going to have 20 questions to ask about this card, and hopefully come to the conclusion and know what the card is, and try to guess what the card is.
Yeah, so it's pretty much like 20 questions, but we have to, I think we agreed, we kind of softly agreed to include Highlander-related questions. For the sake of, I don't know, keeping it, we're on a Highlander podcast, so.
Yeah, keep it on topic. Let us know in the comments if you appreciated this type of video, or I guess not video, recording. This isn't something we're going to do super often.
Unless you guys like it.
That's true, we can make this a reoccurring thing. But we figured it'd be kind of fun to do, and something just a little bit different. I would like to preface this by saying, A, I am particularly bad at remembering random cards. I am cursed with the inability to remember anything other than cards that I deem specifically relevant to the formats I play. And Ash works at a game store, so he will do much better than me. But
now, to be fair, I do think I did a better job of knowing a lot of these cards before I worked at this game store.
But it has certainly not hurt your chances.
Sure. Yeah.
That being said, there is nothing on the line other than, I suppose, minor bragging rights. But it'll be good fun either way.
Do you have a handy D6s?
No. I can acquire some relatively quickly.
No, it's fine. It's fine. Do you want to go first, or do you want me to go first?
I am indifferent. I guess you go first.
Okay, I'm going to roll these 2d6s. The one on my left hand is you, the one on my right hand is me. Whoever goes highest goes first.
Sweet.
I rolled a 6, you rolled a 2, so I'm going first.
Okay.
I don't really know how we're keeping score for this, but I'm just going to keep score of how many we get, and
I guess how many questions. If only there was, like, a recording that could tell us exactly who got what and how many questions it took them.
No, I'm just going to write it down here so we don't forget.
Yeah, I'm kidding.
Okay, I'm also going to keep notes to figure out, like, to help keep my thoughts together. But, so, I think an obvious first question is, well, so really quick before I start, Nicholas and I have definitely played MTG 20 questions before. We've done it on a road trip at least once.
Yeah.
So I think we discovered a pretty solid way to start is going for a wedge or like figuring out colors of the card. So I will ask, does this card fit within Jund colors?
It does not.
Okay.
Are you keeping track of how many questions have been asked, or should I do that?
You're the answerer. You should do that.
All right, I have acquired a pen and paper.
Okay, so this does not fit within Jund colors.
First question.
Is it a permanent?
It is not.
Okay, so it's an instant or sorcery.
Oh, I don't know if we specified this. It has to be a yes or no question, which I guess should be kind of obvious, because otherwise you can just ask what the card is. But it has to be a yes or no question.
So it's... is it multicolored?
It is not.
Okay, so it's a blue or white instant or sorcery. Correct. I should know this. Is this card from Pioneer forward?
Oh, goodness.
That starts with Return to Ravnica.
What year was Return to Ravnica?
Oh, my goodness. I don't know. It was like...
I think so.
You think so?
All right, you know what? We're just turning to Google. I don't play...
Wait, no, look at the card legality and see if it says it's legal in Pioneer.
Oh, look at that. It's legal in Pioneer. Scryfall coming in clutch.
I guess it could be a not standard set, but okay. Well, I guess I got an extra little bit of information there.
Okay, wait, that was your fourth question, right? I didn't write it down because I was
flabbergasted. I think that was my...
You asked Jund colors, permanent,
monocolored. So that was my fourth question. So it's an instant sorcery in Pioneer that is either white or blue. Is it less than 4 mana?
Yes.
Is it blue?
No.
It's a white instant sorcery that is 1, 2, or 3 mana? Is it? This is just going to be a long amount of silence while I try and figure out what the question is. It's okay, our editor can take those out. thank you, editor. Let us ask, is this card a removal spell?
Yes.
Okay. Is this card played in Highlander?
No.
Okay, so it's questionable removal spell. Is this card Sandblast?
No.
Okay, that would have been an awesome.
That would have been a crazy snipe right there.
Okay, so it's not really played in Pioneer. It's white removal. Oh goodness, is it from Battle for Zendikar?
It is not.
Huh. How many questions is that? Like 9?
10.
10? Oh. Oh, this is harder than I thought.
I feel like you are already getting too specific with your answers. I think you need to
I think you're right. I need to step back a little bit.
So narrow it down more before you get specific.
It's an instant or sorcery. It is white. It is within Pioneer. It is less than 4 mana. It's not from Battle for Zendikar, however helpful that might be. Is this damage-based removal?
It is not.
Okay. It's not a permanent?
Correct.
Okay, I asked that. That didn't count as a question.
Yeah, no, it did. I did not count that as a question.
So let's see. It has to, like, exile or destroy something. And it's white.
If only there were white removal spells that exiled or destroyed something.
In Pioneer, though? Am I dumb?
No, this is... It's not a super popular card. But I know that you've heard of it because when it came out, there was brief talk of if it was good enough to be played anywhere.
Sure, sure. Now, because of the fact that you were trying to figure out what year Return of Ravnica came out, I'm assuming that it's not like a brand new card, because you know that it wasn't that close, so I'm kind of assuming it's toward the beginning of Pioneer, but I don't know that for sure, because you have no idea when any sets came out.
Nor do I actually really remember when Pioneer became a format.
When I said beginning of Pioneer, I mean beginning of Pioneer legality. So, is this card one mana?
Yes.
Is this that new card from, it was like two sets ago? It was like Brothers War or Dominaria United, where you exile something that is power or maybe toughness less than the number of planes you control,
it is,
and they gain life?
It is not.
Oh, goodness. One mana? Oh, is it... No, that one sees tons of play in Pioneer, or in Highlander. Okay, this is not a question, but I was about to ask if it was March of Otherworldly Light.
It is not.
I don't think... Okay.
I'm not counting that, though.
Well, yeah, I was saying that wasn't my question. Like, you wouldn't have told me that this one... Like, that doesn't see play.
Yeah.
Because that one obviously does. It's white exile removal? That is Pioneer legal?
Yep.
But it's not, I guess it could be destroy or like tuck removal. Condemn is not Pioneer legal. Unless Pioneer. Wait. Am I allowed to look up a card to see if what sets it was in? Is that against the rules? That feels like it's against the rules. It's against the spirit.
I don't know. We don't have rules, so we are making them right now.
Okay, I'm going to say I'm not allowed to do that. That feels like it's against the spirit of the game.
Sweet.
So, one mana. I guarantee there are people that are like screaming the answer right now. So, keep score for yourselves how well you did on all however many of these we do. I'm going to go ahead and ask, is it exile removal?
Yes.
One mana exile removal? How dumb am I? What card is this?
It's not super common. This is probably one of the harder ones on my list.
I feel like I should know if there's a one mana card that exiles something in white. I feel like I should know about it. That's Pioneer legal? Okay, so I gotta think of why it's not played. Because it has some weird bad stipulation on it. It's gotta, like, only exile a legend or something. Like, so Kamigawa Block only exiles a legend? That would make sense. But I don't think that exists.
I don't think that exists either.
Okay, is it pre... No, that was, like, one block after that. That doesn't make any sense. Alright, is it after or during the Amon Ket block?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. After or during the Amon Ket block? How many questions do I have left?
Did Amon Ket come out during, after Pioneer became a format?
No.
So during, definitely not. So that question had no relevance.
What? Yeah, no. Okay, I'm talking about Pioneer legality. It is within Pioneer legality. Pioneer starts with Return to Ravnica.
Oh.
So from Return to Ravnica, it goes Return to Ravnica, block, Theros block, M15, Battle for Zendikar block, Innistrad block, 2 Electric Boogaloo, Kaladesh block, Amon Ket block.
Yeah.
So it was after Amaket Black.
It was after Amaket, yes.
Okay. After or within Amaket Black. And I have like two questions left.
You still have a whole five questions.
Okay, okay, okay. So it's after Amaket. What came after Amaket? After Amaket, we had... What did come after Amaket?
Lots of stuff. I just looked it up. Amaket was in 2017. Or maybe 2018.
Oh, okay. So let's see. I know that we had Guilds Block. Is there anything Guilds that exile something? Seems like Guilds could potentially have a one white mana removal spell. Okay, I have an important question.
Yeah.
Is this of rarity common or uncommon?
No.
Okay, so it's probably a rare, because it's probably not mythic. So, could be... like, it could be Guilds Block, could be Eldraine. I don't think Eldraine had anything like that. It had Glass Casket, which is a 2-mana permanent. Anyways... could be like from one of the random core sets. Could be. Is that card? No, that's 2-mana as well. The, I don't even remember what it's called. The, like exiles a black or white permanent. Or black or red permanent, I mean. I'm really struggling with this one, not gonna lie. Does this have a stipulation based on qualities of the targeted creature? For example, it kills a creature with power 4 or greater.
It does have stipulations based on the certain things about the target, yes.
Okay. It's probably CMC. Probably kill something with, like, it probably exiles something with, like, 3 or less CMC. Or, like, 4 or more CMC or something like that. So what removal spell does that? Why is it bad? Probably does that... Okay, I have 4 more questions? 3 more questions.
You have 3 more questions. And then a final guess.
Is this card white and X?
No.
Okay, Okay, is this card from a core set?
Yes.
Oh, no. that's not happening. Alright.
One more question.
Is the stipulation the power of the creature?
No.
Okay, then it's almost guaranteed converting mana cost, though it could be color. Wait, did they print the, like, anti their own color cards? Is it, like, one white mana, exile target white creature?
It is not.
Okay. Well, that was my guess, I guess.
Alright. The card is Isolate.
Exile target thing with CMC1!
Yeah.
Oh!
Yep.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
Exile target permanent with converted mana cost 1.
Oh. I convinced myself it only killed creatures.
I know, you kept saying, like, you kept being like, oh, is it based off of the, like, whatever of a creature? And I was like, it is based off of the characteristic of the card, yes.
Alright. Sorry that took so long. I had no idea what that one was. I can see why that one would be tough, though. But I definitely knew that card.
Yeah, and that's, I knew that you knew that card. But definitely not super easy.
Okay, I've got a card for you. Do you want card A or card B?
I'll go with B.
Okay, I'm ready for you.
Okay, sticking with tradition, does it fit within the Jund colors?
Yes? Soft yes.
Is it multicolored?
No.
Interesting. I'm now curious what the soft yes was, if it is a not a multicolored card. is it a permanent?
Yes.
Okay, a permanent that softly fits within Jund. Does it see Plan Canlander?
Yes.
Okay. Is it?
Oh, I definitely did not. I asked like one Canlander question.
Yeah.
It was removal.
Yeah. Have I played this card in a deck that you can recall?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
I have.
Is it CMC 3 or less?
It is.
Soft yes, he says. Is it an artifact or enchantment?
Yes.
Is it an artifact?
Yes.
Okay, it is an artifact. That softly fits within Jund. Does it have any of the Jund colors in its casting cost?
No.
Okay. Is it a mana rock?
No. I will say, out of A and B, I think you picked the harder one for you.
It is an artifact that loosely fits with... Is it CMC 1?
No. You're definitely going faster than me, which is good for the content.
Is it a land?
No. To recap, you know that it is a non-land artifact that is CMC 3 or less, but not 1, that loosely fits within Jund colors and has no Jund colored pips in its mana cost, and is not a mana rock.
I still don't understand the... I'm fixated on the softly Jund colored.
Due to the fact that that was a silly answer, in exchange for one of your questions, I will tell you what I meant.
Sure.
Alright, it has a Jund pip in the text box.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I already told you it's not a mana rock, so I guess you know it doesn't make...
Yeah.
Doesn't make black mana.
Okay, so I'm assuming that's an activated ability.
Cannot confirm nor deny.
No, that's not a question. Intriguing.
For those keeping track at home, you have 7 left. Unless I miscounted, but who's to say?
No, you're correct. Does this card provide card advantage in some way?
Yes.
Is it CMC 3?
No.
Okay, so it's 2 CMC. I have 5 questions to find this 2 mana artifact that provides card advantage in some way and has an Jund activated ability.
Yes.
Does this card require you to tap it to activate its ability?
No.
Okay.
He has learned something today.
Does this card have more than one ability?
Yes. Were you hoping the answer to that was no?
Yeah.
Oh man, this game is silly.
Oh my goodness. 2 mana artifact, Jund activated ability, more than one ability.
While Nicholas thinks, I will tell the audience, sometimes when we're playing Commander, or when I'm playing Commander, and someone's taking a long turn, the rest of us will play the Scryfall random game, which is basically this.
Does this card belong in a combo deck?
Yes.
Okay. Is this card an egg?
Yes.
Crap. I have one question to figure out which egg this is.
Well, you already know some things. Yes. You know that it's not one mana. You know it's not one mana, and you know that it doesn't tap to activate its ability.
I do know this.
And you know it doesn't make mana.
Okay.
And you know it has two abilities.
Yeah, but eggs. There's so many of them, attention. And they're all so bad.
You want a bonus hint?
No, I do not.
It's not going to help. Sure. Actually, I guess it would help. It would help.
I have one question left to figure out which egg this is.
Yes. Correct.
All of they all either... Okay. Is the activated ability a black mana?
Yes.
Okay.
Hey, I just found out Scryfall has a button for, quote, Mox Field decks with this card.
Huh.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Okay. I'm out of questions, right? This is my guess.
Yeah. Oh, before you guess, I'll tell the audience, I kind of did this in the last one, but we also kind of agreed that we're going to be a little generous on the exact name of the card if you can identify the card.
Which is what I'm about to try to do. If I recall, there is an egg that for a black mana, you have someone discard a card. Is it that one?
I'll give you a half point.
Okay.
So it's Implement of Malice, which is an artifact from a cycle in Aether Revolt. It's two mana. You can pay a black to sacrifice it to have target player discard a card at sorcery speed, and then whenever it's put to the graveyard from the battlefield, you draw a card.
Sweet.
So I give you a half point for omitting the sacrifice and draw a card part.
Well, the sacrifice was implied as well as the drawing because it's an egg.
Oh, you said egg. You did say it was an egg. I'll give you that.
And
if you know what? You get 0.9 points for not knowing that it was part of a cycle or that it was called Implement of Malice.
I will take the 0.9 points for not knowing the name. I feel like specifying that it was part of a cycle is not necessary. But I'm happy with that.
Well, it's notable that this is the first one you cut out of the whole cycle. If you're like last time I played, like when I played on camera, I played four of them and not this one.
Yeah. I do
remember. Mainly because the other three are one mana, and the blue one draws two cards.
Yeah. The blue one is very good. Alright, are you ready for your next card?
Yeah, I hope this one's easier.
I will not confirm or deny.
Okay. Is it Pioneer? Or from... Sorry, is it... Was it printed after Return to Ravnica? Not necessarily in Pioneer.
It was printed after Return to Ravnica.
Okay. Is it within Esper Colors?
Yes.
Okay. Is it a permanent?
No.
You know. Instant sorcery within Esper Colors in Pioneer. This is sounding very similar to the last one. Is it less than or equal to 3 mana?
Yes.
Okay, did you just pick the same card on accident?
There's only one way to find out.
That's valid. Isolate, no. Is it a sorcery?
Yes.
So it's a sorcery in Esper, it's 3LS from Pioneer. Okay. Is it multicolored?
No.
Can I ask a clarifying question? Well, I guess, no, I should have asked that question more clearly. Is this card's original printing in Pioneer? Or in after RTR?
Yes.
Okay. That changes things. So it's a monocolored sorcery that's 3 or less mana original printing within the Pioneer era. Is it 2 mana?
Yes.
Is it black?
Yes.
Is it a discard spell?
No.
Is this card in... Is this card from Eldraine forward?
Yes, it was after Eldraine.
2 mana black sorcery. It's not a discard spell that was printed after Eldraine.
Yep.
Probably removal. Don't know that for sure. Does this card see play in Highlander?
Yes.
Is this card Ransack the Labs?
No.
That would have been good, though. Is this card removal?
No.
2 black, it's not removal. It's a sorcery. Sorry, 2 mana, black, sorcery, not removal, not discard. After Eldraine. Huh. It's a sorcery? And it sees play in Canlander?
There are no sorceries that see play in Canlanders.
I'm trying to think of new black, new black sorceries that see play in Canlander that aren't removal. I guess usually that's instant speed anyways. How many questions am I at?
You are currently at 13.
Oh, man. So this is number 13?
You are on 14.
Okay. Is the mana cost black?
No.
Okay, so it's 1 and a black. I confirmed it was monocolor, right? Pretty sure that was like question 4.
I don't think so, but I'll give that. Yes, it is monocolor. You did ask that.
Okay, I'm pretty sure I did. You can roll back the tape. So it's 1 into black for a sorcery that is not removal and is not targeted discard, but does see play in Highlander. Is this card a tutor?
Yes.
The only card I'm thinking of, I'm pretty sure, is an instant. Pretty sure that's an instant. Was this card printed in a non-standard set?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure the card I'm thinking of is an instant.
You could always ask.
Is it Unmarked Grave?
Yes.
It's a sorcery?
Yeah, it's a sorcery.
Okay. Alright. Hey! We're 1-1.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I thought that was an instant. I was thinking of that kind of early on. I mean, no. like 3 questions ago.
I kind of thought it was an instant too, which is like you asked if it was a sorcery, and I like was about to say yes, and I like looked, and I was like, oh wait, no, that is a sorcery.
Okay, well, do you want the previously offered A or the new B?
The new B.
Newbie, okay. This one might be tough. It's kind of memorable though, so I feel like, I mean, I don't know if you'll remember its name, but I think you might get it just because it's a little memorable.
Sure. I will start off by asking if it is in Naya colors.
Nope.
It's not within Naya colors. Is it blue?
No.
Is it a permanent?
Yes.
Okay. Interesting. So, black permanent. Well, presumably black permanent. Maybe not. Is this an artifact or enchantment?
No.
Okay. Is this a creature?
Yes.
Okay, presumably black creature, possibly colorless. Does it see play in Canlander?
Not really. I might have seen it like once.
Sure.
Grant would play it.
I believe that, especially if it's black. Okay, is it black? We'll get that out of the way.
Yes.
Okay. Is it CMC 3 or less?
No.
So, big black creature. Does it have some sort of taxing effect?
No. Okay. Not exactly.
Not exactly, he says.
That one's a kind of hard one to answer.
Sure. Yeah, when I say that, I'm considering, like, even, like, Kalidus's ability, like, I'm considering a taxi effect. But I guess that is a hard one to answer.
Because that's so subjective. I would say, based on the way you're probably intending the question, no, but to some interpretations, yes.
Okay. Does not see much play in Canlander.
I think I've seen, like, one cool list that looked like it would actually use it well.
Does this card interact with the graveyard in any way? And that includes coming back from the graveyard, having death triggers.
No.
Okay. Questionable no.
I feel like there's going to be a lot of people who hear the answer to this, then go back and bash my answers.
Yeah, if Ash is lying to me, y'all better get on his back about it. Does it have any evergreen abilities?
Yes.
Okay. Is it CMC greater than 5?
No.
So 4 or 5 drop. Okay, is it a 5 drop?
Yes.
Okay, we have a 5 drop black creature with an evergreen ability. Questionably does not interact with the graveyard, and questionably does not have a taxing effect.
I'm so sorry.
Is its total power toughness, like combined power toughness, 7 or greater?
No.
Okay, so 6 or less. Which means that you're not playing it for its power toughness, you're playing it for its abilities.
I would like to go ahead and offer my applause to the viewer that has managed to get all 4 of these already.
Yeah, honestly, I want to know how many of these people have gotten right, because I'm impressed that we've gotten as many as we have.
Yeah. Let us know what you got.
I have 6 questions left, right?
Yep.
Okay.
6 questions, then a guess.
6 questions and a guess. Does this creature have any abilities that gain you life?
No.
No, it does not. Does it have any activated abilities?
Yes.
Does it have any activated abilities that require you to tap it?
No.
Okay. Is this set from RTR forward?
Yes.
2 more questions. I need to figure out what this card accomplishes. Does this card... I have to figure out how to phrase this question.
I believe in you.
Does this card provide some form of card advantage?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would like to remind you that the definition of card advantage is definitely loose.
Yeah.
So, while Nicholas thinks, you guys, I'm holding casino dice, and that's what I'm using to keep track of his guesses, and I have 4 of them here, but one of them is, like, slightly smaller on all its dimensions than the other ones, and you can tell. Like, I'm feeling, like, I'm, like, running my finger across the top of them, and there's, like, a gap. And it's very unsatisfying.
Does this card kill creatures?
Yes. I believe that was your 20th question.
It was. Okay. Black 5 drop, activated ability, does not require you to tap it, kills creatures. I feel like I can envision this card in my head. but I have no clue. It has an evergreen ability.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to create a card and see if it's right. So this is okay. This is 3BB for a creature.
Okay.
It is a 3/3 with flying. Mm-hmm. And it has an ability that is 5 mana, destroy target non-black creature.
Okay, so it is a 5 mana 3/3 flyer. I'm just gonna send you the card so you can just look at it yourself.
Okay.
For those listening at home, the card is Voldaren Pariah.
Oh, I was nowhere close.
So it's 3BB for a 3/3 flyer. It has madness for BB, which is part of its card advantage. Where you're not really discarding a card because you discard it straight into play. And then it has sacrifice 3 creatures, transform Voldaren Pariah. When you do, it turns into a 6/5 with flying that when you transform into it, target opponent sacrifices 3 creatures.
All right, if anybody got that, I will buy you a Kit Kat bar because I was nowhere close.
So let me explain. Like, when you're asking, does it interact with the graveyard at all? The madness thing, like, you know, decks that do that, like do graveyard stuff, discard cards, and also sacrifice creatures. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a weird question.
And then the tax effect, I was like, I don't think so, but the making them sac creatures could be considered a tax effect depending on who you ask.
If it makes you feel any better, it wouldn't have mattered how you answered any of those questions. I was never getting to this.
Okay. Well, fantastic. Well, I guess it's my turn again?
It is.
Okay. Let's see. Do you have a card?
I do.
Okay. Is it is it from RTR forward?
Yes.
Okay, so far everything has been. That's interesting. Is it within Jeskai colors?
No.
No. Is it multicolored?
Yes.
Oh. You only want that answer to be yes if the answer to the other one is yes. Is it? Okay, that means one of the colors has to be black or green. Is it? I don't even know how to ask this question. Is it a permanent?
Yes.
It's a permanent that is at least black or green. And is multicolored. Good start. Is it a creature?
No.
Not a creature. Okay. Is it 2 colors?
Yes.
Okay. Are the colors... Sorry. Is one of the colors green?
Yes.
So it's a green multicolor card. That's a permanent. It's not a creature. Is this card Canlander playable?
Yes.
Is this card... To your knowledge, have you or me played this card in a Canlander deck in an actual event?
I don't believe so.
Okay. Is this card an enchantment?
No.
So it's probably a Planeswalker. Could be an artifact. It's probably a Planeswalker. It's probably... Like... Is this card in Standard right now?
I think so. I realized that I... hang on.
You realize what?
Give me one second.
Oh, goodness. Did you answer a previous question wrong?
Maybe.
Maybe. Nick.
for a Magic player, I don't keep up with Magic very well, unless it is specifically Canlander.
Uh-huh.
So now I'm... Okay. repeat your last question. Is it currently standard legal?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
It is currently standard legal.
Yep.
Okay. It's probably a Planeswalker. One of the colors is green. It's probably... Is it from the new set?
Yes.
Is it Luca?
No.
It's a multicolor card. What are all the planes? I don't know that it's a Planeswalker. I've just convinced myself that that is the case. Clarifying. Point of clarification. Lands are colorless.
Thank you for that point of clarification.
Okay, just making sure. What are the other green Planeswalkers in this set? Is it Tyvar?
Yep.
Okay, it's the new Tyvar. So the one that he lets you tap creatures for mana abilities the turn they come into play, basically.
Yeah. So the holdup for me was like, oh shoot, wait, this card is currently legal, right? I couldn't remember if the set had been officially made legal yet.
And so we are recording the day of the set's legality.
Yep. Which is where my point of conflict came in. I was like, wait, crap, I might have screwed up.
When you came back with that, I was like, okay, so either it is about to rotate or has just been printed.
Yeah.
So, because, like, I if it was an enchantment or a creature, there's, like, I don't think there are any multicolor artifacts in Standard that would... I mean, there might be, but I don't think so. So I feel like it had to be Planeswalker. Okay, Nick.
Alright.
You're down to one I think you will legit get, one you might get, and one you'll never get, but it would be funny if to hear you try and get it.
Sure.
So I'm going to shuffle them around and then let you pick one, two, three. Pick one, two, or three.
B.
Two?
B.
Okay, got it. Ready when you are.
All right. Does it fit within Naya colors?
Yes.
Is it multicolored?
It is not.
Is it a permanent?
No.
Does it see play in Canlander?
No.
Is it green?
I would like to apologize to the audience for us not asking Canlander questions.
To be fair, if you say it doesn't see play in Canlander, there's not really any questions I can ask related that's valid. To Canlander.
That's valid.
I did ask what? Canlander questions on the egg that saw play in Canlander.
That's true, you did. What was your question?
Is it green?
Green, no.
Is it red?
No.
Okay. White non-permanent card.
Yes.
Is it CMC 3 or less?
Yes.
Is it removal?
No.
Is it CMC 1?
No.
Is it CMC 2?
No.
Okay. CMC 3. Is it an instant?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh crap, I wasn't counting questions.
I have asked 11 questions.
You've asked 11? Wow. Thanks for your sincere honesty.
Well, I've actually already asked 20 questions, but, you know, I'm just kidding. Okay. I'm sorry, wait. I've already asked this question. I am simply forgotten. Did I figure out that it is an instant?
Yes.
Okay.
Confirmed instant.
Is it removal?
No. You already asked that too.
D- did I? Oh.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you already asked that too, and the answer was no. So I'm not counting that.
Sweet. Is it a tutor?
I'm happy to be corrected. It is not.
Not a tutor, not removal.
You're going to love when you you figure out this card.
Has this card ever been standard legal?
Has it ever been standard legal? Yes. Man, that'd be a fun throwback standard era.
Thanks for the free information.
That it was in a standard era?
Well, that it would be a throwback standard era.
Oh.
As in not currently standard legal.
That's valid. Oops.
Does this card affect creatures in some way?
Yeah.
Does it pump creatures?
No. That was 15.
3 mana white instant that affects creatures, does not pump creatures. Not removal, though. Not removal, does not pump creatures, yet still affects creatures. Is it a protection spell?
No.
Doesn't protect creatures, doesn't pump creatures, doesn't kill creatures. Yet interacts with creatures. What more is there to do with creatures? Does this card see, or has this card seen play in Modern?
Not
a lot.
Not like the way you're asking that question.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure someone did some weird brew.
Sure.
Actually, I know someone did one weird brew and it was awesome. But not realistically, no.
Huh. I have 3 questions left and I have no clue.
Now, I'll be honest. I think the odds of you getting this at this point are essentially zero. But I want to hear your last 3 questions to see how you skirt around this answer before I give it to you.
All right. Oh, yeah. I'm getting my last 3 questions. I'm going to get there. Oh, goodness.
If you get there, I will buy your dinner tomorrow.
Sweet. Okay, I need to decipher what this card does, because it's a 3 mana instant that affects creatures somehow. Okay. Does this create creatures?
No.
It's not a protection spell. My goodness. Does this do anything other than affect creatures?
Yeah.
Sorta.
Is
this card currently the most expensive Magic card ever to exist?
No.
Alright, is this card Ancestral Recall?
No. Now, before I tell you the answer, let us take a quick trip through your questions.
Okay.
We found that it is within Naya colors.
Yep.
It is not red and not green.
Yep.
We found that it is an instant.
Yep.
We found that it is less than 4 mana.
Yep.
And we found that it is not 1 or 2 mana.
Yep.
We found that it interacts with creatures somehow, but does not remove them, pump them, or protect them.
Yep.
We found that it kind of does something in addition to interacting with creatures somehow.
Yep.
And we found that it was at some point in Standard.
Yep.
Are you ready for the card?
Yeah.
The card is Intervention Pact.
I have...
It is 0 mana.
Oh my goodness.
For an instant, Intervention Pact is white. Next time a source of your choice would deal damage to you this turn, prevent that damage. You gain life equal to the damage prevented this way. And at the beginning of your next upkeep, pay 1 white. If you don't, you lose the game.
Interesting. Alright, the good thing is I didn't know that card existed, so there's no way I was getting there.
Do you want to hear the cool Modern deck?
Sure.
So you know Niv-Magus Elemental, the one where you can eat one of your own spells to give it 2-1-1 counters?
Yeah.
So what you do is you play that in like a million packs.
That's amazing.
No. And then you play this 1 mana storm card that it doesn't matter what it does, because you, it's a one mana storm card.
Yeah.
So you play like six packs and eat them all, and then you cast the storm card and eat all the copies of the storm card.
That's so cool.
And then attack for like 20 or whatever.
That deck sounds
It's a hot. Super. Well, yeah, and you also just get to play five, like four, 0 mana counter spells in it because you're already playing packs.
Yeah.
Anyway, I feel like that was weird.
That was weird, and I guess that is what I get for assuming that it is not a 0 mana instant.
In white?
In white.
Well, do you want to hear the two cards I had pulled up that you didn't pick?
Sure.
The first one is Whirler Rogue. It's 2 blue-blue for a 2/2. When it ETBs, you get 2 Thopters, and you can tap 2 untapped artifacts you control to tap a creature, or sorry, for target creature and not be blocked this turn.
I probably could have gotten that one.
Yeah, that's one I thought you could have gotten. The other one that I really think you would get is Shared Summons. It's 3 green-green for an instant. You tutor for 2 creatures.
Yeah.
With different names. Because that one's a Flash Hulk.
Yeah.
Card. But yeah, what were other cards you had pulled up?
So my other card, my next card was Conqueror's Flail.
Oh, yeah. Is that a, it kind of makes another creature Saskiad?
No, so it's a 2-mana equipment. Equipped creature gets +1/+1 for each color among permanents you control. And then as long as it's attached to a creature, your opponents can't cast spells during your turn, and it has equipped 2.
Okay, I'm thinking of a different card then.
Yeah, and then my next one was Hellrider.
Oh, that one I could have gotten.
Yeah, that was
for sure
one of the ones that the... Like Scryfall back to back, it gave me Hellrider and Unmarked Grave as yes. just like random cards, and I was like, this is supposed to be random, so I can't throw these back, but these are gonna be really easy.
Yeah, well, I'm proud of you for getting that egg.
I am also proud of me for getting that egg. That is so good enough for me.
I believe we did 3 and 3. I got 1. You got 1? Is that right?
Yeah, I think so.
I think so, too. So, if anyone got 6, Nicholas will buy you a Kit Kat.
If anyone got 6, yeah, that is... I, honestly, if anyone got 6, I don't believe you. You're a liar.
So, Nicholas does not buy Kit Kats for liars, therefore Nicholas will not be purchasing any Kit Kats.
Exactly. There will be no Kit Kats to be purchased.
Oh, actually, can you get some and bring them to D&D?
To bring Kit Kats?
Yeah.
I mean, I might bring Kit Kats. No, I just want Kit Kats.
Well, anyways, I guess we should briefly talk about what we played recently. I'll go first.
Sweet.
I played Blue-White last 2 weeks, I guess. Last week went pretty well. I haven't played it in a while, but I just kind of brought it and tried it about 9 or 10 new cards. Some new cards, some older cards that I'm playing for the first time or the first time in a while. And including some of the new Planeswalkers. And it went pretty good. Deck's been working pretty well. But last week, I went 1 and 2 one day and then 0-2 drop the next day. So it's the dichotomy of man, I suppose. You go like 3-0, 3-0, and then you just lose every match you play. What I suggest is draw removal into the creature matchups.
There you go.
Now, I know you haven't played too much at the store recently due to work, but have you? You've been jamming online games, right?
Yeah, I've been jamming webcam games a lot more recently. I've been...
In the 10-point server?
Yes. Join the 10-point server, and you can play webcam games with me and other people that also play webcam games. I haven't in the past couple weeks because I took the deck that I was testing apart, but I was testing a variant of 4-color recurring walks that did not play Spellseeker. Not because I thought that it was better to play it without Spellseeker, more I wanted to test the deck in the lines that didn't involve Spellseeker. and how easy it is to assemble infinite turns without it. Plot twist, it is much more difficult, and plays much more like a creature toolbox kind of mid-rangey deck that has a combo. but, oh my goodness, I got some good games in. I didn't write down the specifics of any of them because I didn't plan on, talking about them for this, but I did jam a pretty sizable number of games against someone on, Medium Red, and I think we ended up playing, like, 6 or 7 games. I think, I only got, like, 2 out of the 7. Every single game felt really, really close, though. Or at least pretty much every single game. Like, it felt like there was, like, one vital turn where if I got one more turn, I could set up an engine to be in a much better spot. And then I was just one turn too slow. There was one game that I had Recurring Nightmare, Thragtusk, and 6 mana, and he managed to win through that. So, that was very impressive. And then I played against Jeskai Green and realized that the Space Dog Planeswalker is very, very good. My opponent...
Comet, Stellar Pup, yeah. Broken. Actually broken.
My opponent casts, like, Recall 3 or 4 times off of that card.
Yikes.
Which, to be fair, I mean, that is because of the roll of a die, but still, that was lot of recalls.
Oh, wait, are you done with that?
Yeah.
Okay, I just want to go back and say that we did not go 1-1. I got both Unmarked Grave and Tyvar.
Oh, right.
So, for those of you who thought I was crazy, I am. So, I win. I believe you owe me a Kit Kat now, right?
No, you get bragging rights. Viewers get Kit Kats if they're not liars.
Which is unconfirmable?
Well, when you lie, you gotta be, like, good about it. Like, if you say, oh, I got all 6, I'll say I don't believe you. But if you're like, oh, I got, like, 5, I'm like, you know, maybe.
That's fair. Alright, well, what do you think? Should we put the answers in, like, a Moxfield link in the description for people who want to see them ahead of time?
Sure, yeah. Well, yeah, okay. that could be a good idea. We'll do that.
I mean, they're not going to know till right now if we say no.
Right. Yeah, no, actually, that's a bad idea because that doesn't accomplish anything because no one's going to hear that until just now. We probably should have talked about that at the beginning of the episode if we were going to do that.
Maybe we just put it there for those observant people who were going to go to the Patreon link.
See, but then I feel like there's going to be people that wanted to play along with the game, but, like, went through the description and saw a link and clicked it and then got all the answers spoiled.
We can ask Robert to put an editor's note at the beginning.
That's true.
Should we do that?
Yeah, let's do that.
Do you think this is going to get cut out or is it going to get left in?
I don't know. If it gets left in, I hope people enjoyed us talking about if this is going to get left in or not. I feel like show logistics. this is like
this is B-roll, this is like, right?
Podcastception, because we're talking about if this is going to get left in the podcast, and then if it gets left in the podcast, you get to hear us talking about if this is going to get left in the podcast.
Maybe it's like a self-destroying prophecy. Like, if we say it is, it's going to get taken out, but if we say it's not, it's going to be left in.
Alright, I feel like we are devolving.
Our secrets?
No, devolving quite rapidly as we turn into rambling madmen. So, on that note, I hope y'all enjoyed
the episode. Thank you, everyone, for watching.
Please do give us feedback. We're not going to do this super often, but if people enjoyed it, we will probably revisit this.
Maybe polish it up a little more.
Yeah, definitely polish it up a little more. But I quite enjoy this game. Like Ash said,
it's a good one.
This is our go to road trip game for sure.
Yeah, for sure. So we'll see you guys around then.
Yeah,
have a good life.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the 10 Points Podcast, and don't forget to count your points.